another ooky spooky week has concluded. This is your reading for Friday, August 16th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram or TikTok. Our cards today. The theme is the inverted Seven of Pentacles. This is unfinished work or procrastination. The tool card is the Seven of Wands, standing up for yourself and protecting what's yours. The obstacle is the inverted Five of Cups. This is acceptance, finding peace, and moving on. Our advice card today is the Star. The message to this is rededicate yourself to your higher values, to your higher self. Rise above for the greater good. All right, putting the whole thing together here. I think if yesterday was, like I said yesterday, it's not inherently positive or negative, but if that was the pause at the top of the roller coaster, then this is the beginning of, you know, we're about to go for a ride. The theme card today represents things not panning out as we had expected, either because we aren't getting as much as we expected in return, or the returns simply aren't worth the effort. The clear suggestion from the inverted Seven of Pentacles is that we need to reevaluate what we're doing and determine if this is really the best use of our resources. It's the culmination of the entire week's worth of readings that are telling us that we need to make a choice with how we're spending our resources. So our tool is also a culmination of the advice we've been getting from the cards all week. That's the Seven of Wands, a clear call to defend our position. What you decide is best for your life, given the decision point that we're coming to, or that we're already at, that's entirely up to you. But it's important to keep in mind, it's something that I said earlier in the week, and I say it often when these situations come up. Take note of why the decision was made, specifically what information was available that swayed a decision in any particular direction, and also what information pushed you away from making other decisions. It's not just about the positive choice or the positive information that led you to a choice, but also the negative information that led you away from that option. It's important to have both. So it's important to have this information. If something should challenge our decision, whether it's another person or even ourselves, it's important to know why we made the choices that we made. Of course, there's an obstacle, and the obstacle of the day is letting go. Now, the upright Five of Cups means losing, but not conceding the loss, which this is not a good thing, by the way. This isn't like some valiant effort to keep the scrappy underdog, to keep fighting for the win. That's not what this is. This is stubbornness. You're like, in the terms of an ancient battlefield, the general refuses to give up. Everyone's dying, but the general just refuses to give up because cannot concede the loss. Rather, everyone die than the general concede that he lost. But when the card is inverted, which is how we got it, it means that we accept the loss and we're learning from it. I think that the upright Five of Cups just generally and the inverted Five of Cups in the obstacle position have roughly the same interpretation. So when we lose, we shouldn't lose the lesson. And sunk cost fallacy, I mention that all the time, which is a sort of stubbornness where rather than concede the loss and walk away, stubbornness and pride keep us committed to something that isn't working and we just keep pretending that it will. Our advice card is the Star, and it's how we're going to wrap up the week with a really important message, which is to remember that we serve a higher purpose. If we can accept that things haven't gone the way we had hoped, we can still continue to serve that higher purpose, reconnect with our higher values, and redirect our energy in a more fruitful and useful way. So there you go. Friday, August 16th. No readings over the weekend, but a few things. Later today on Patreon, LVX MediaNet, that's what we are everywhere. Like I mentioned for Instagram and TikTok, that's the same thing on Patreon. Later today, the video drops of how I make these, how the cards come out, how are they shuffled, etc. You get to see it firsthand. So if at any point you've ever heard some of these readings and you thought, man, that's really convenient that it turned out that way. Yeah, yeah, good question, good point. I like your skepticism. But you can go check out the video for yourself, and this is not gamed in any way. Personal readings, if you want one, luxmediashows.com, hit the spooky button, and fill out the form, and we're off to the races. If you're not following wherever it is that you're listening to this, hit the subscribe, follow, whatever the fuck button that you have where you are, and that will be that. We'll be back Monday. Same ooky time, same spooky place.